WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Clint Eastwood produces, directs, and stars in the new cop thriller, Bloodwork. It's adapted from the best-selling novel by Michael Connelly. Movie critic David Edelstein has a review.
In his biography of Clint Eastwood, Richard Schickel pays tribute to what he calls the actor and director's modern jazz manner. He says Eastwood has a, quote, powerful desire, almost amounting to a morality, not to woo the audience, not to make what he does look costly to him, emotionally or intellectually. Now, I think that's true, but Eastwood's manly reticence doesn't always feel like a morality to me. It feels like a big fat limitation. It feels like a fear of commitment. It's also one of the reasons that Eastwood's new thriller, Bloodwork, doesn't have much of a pulse. He plays an ex-FBI profiler named Terry McCaleb, who has just had a heart transplant, and who gets guilt-tripped into trying to track down the guy who shot his organ donor in the head during a convenience store robbery. Now, I know the premise sounds ridiculous, but it works in Michael Connelly's novel. It's even, if you'll forgive me, heartrending. Connelly is one of those modern hard-boiled writers who have a fetish for forensics and autopsy rooms and a knack for getting into your bloodstream. You get so angry that you don't mind plowing through all that gooey minutia with the hero. You want the bad guy to go down hard. You want that evil purged. In Bloodwork, the more McCaleb digs into what looked like a routine robbery, the more sickened he becomes at his own unwitting complicity. That murder gave him his heart, which gave him his life. So the evil is inside him. It's literally organic. This is all very creepy, at least in the book. In the movie, it doesn't have the same visceral kick. There aren't enough surprises. There aren't any surprises. I had high hopes when I heard the screenplay was by Brian Helgeland, who co-wrote L.A. Confidential. But Helgeland is almost too smooth a craftsman. He irons out the plot. He takes out the dead ends and the false starts and the red herrings. And there's almost no one left but the killer with a big neon sign that says, "Shoot me before I kill again." Eastwood is supposed to be a whiz-bang serial killer tracker, but the audience is two steps ahead of him the whole time. He comes off as a little thick.
Paper said something you didn't like?
Ballistics will match up this slug with the one in Bolotov's mouth. It was the code killer for all of it. Torres, Cordell, Bolotov, all of them.
What does that mean in English?
I shot the guy right here 2 years ago. The slug in Bolotov's mouth is the one I hit him with. Now I'm back, and so is he.
That rasp of Eastwood's is a bit unsettling. You can almost see the flakes of his vocal cords swirling around his head like dandruff. But the part is a good one for him. He's still as lean as when he played Dirty Harry, but the hoarseness and the barest hint of a daughter give him a rare vulnerability. The performance is touching, and he has a nice banter with Angelica Houston as his raging cardiologist and Tina Lefford as an L.A. detective with whom he has a teasing intimacy. I wish he didn't direct the movie as if his cardiologist had told him to take it easy, though. At the moment when Bloodwork needs to get faster and more tumultuous and more operatic even, it stays laconic. No one expects Eastwood to imitate such hot dogs as Brian De Palma or David Fincher, who made Seven and Panic Room. But what's the point of a gimmicky thriller with no razzle-dazzle, no craftiness? Is that perfunctory climax what Richard Schickel means by morality? Now, I've spent many a happy and amoral beach day with Connelly and Lawrence Block and George P. Pelicanos and Dennis Lehane and other first-rate male and female mystery writers. But the real mystery is why these novels, which combine so much relish of the genre with so much insight into their urban milieus, haven't been turned into killer movies. These writers have taken the stuff of pulp and made it enthrallingly personal. In routine films like Bloodwork, Hollywood is turning it back into pulp.
David Edelstein is the movie critic for the online magazine Slate.